Last week, Safeway, Albertsons, and the Kroger Company were sued over the color of the fish the big grocery store chains sell. The lawsuit maintains the stores failed to disclose that hundreds of tons of bright red salmon they sell every day are only red because of synthetic coloring. The grocery chains have promised to change the way farm-raised fish is labeled. But NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports that doesn't mean the controversy will go away.
Wild salmon eat wild food, shrimp and krill. That's what gives its flesh that rosy red color. Farmed salmon is fed pellets that contain canthaxanthin and astaxanthin, coloring agents manufactured by Swiss drug giant Hoffmann La Roche. It's from the same group of natural substances as beta-carotene, compounds that give carrots their color. Without it, farmed salmon would be dull gray. And that was an unappetizing surprise to 8 consumers who are taking some 6,000 stores across the country to court for not telling them. Paul Kampmeyer, an attorney representing the consumers, says the suit targets the stores and not the salmon farms because the presence of the two chemicals used to color the fish is revealed when it's shipped in bulk to the distributor.
In our complaint, we allege that the point of deception for the consumer is at the grocery store, when they're at the seafood case, when they're at the cash register, when they're not being informed that the farm-raised salmon they're purchasing contains artificial colors. We believe they're being deceived.
The suit hinges on an FDA requirement that retailers label salmon with the specific coloring agents. Within days, all 3 grocers confirmed they would begin new labeling procedures. But because of a pending lawsuit, none would comment publicly. Brian Dowling, a spokesman for Safeway, would only say labeling would be changed. A Kroger spokesman's secretary would read aloud from a prepared statement.
While the supplements do not affect the taste or nutritional value of the fish, we are modifying the product labels to share this information with our customers.
Kevin Bright is the general operations manager for Cypress Island, the only salmon farm in Washington state. Bright raises 10 to 12 million pounds of farmed Atlantic salmon annually in marine net pens. He says there's nothing deceptive about the practice of enhancing color.
They don't list the ingredients. When you buy a hamburger, you don't get the ingredients of what that cow got through eating. And it's not about consumer safety, let's put it that way.
Salmon farming is highly controversial, in large part because it's undercut the commercial fishing industry in the Pacific Northwest. More than half of the salmon now sold in the United States is raised in floating pens, primarily in Canada and Chile. It sells for much less than wild salmon. And Bright believes the lawsuit is all about competition.
The way I look at it, it's, if there was still wild chicken being harvested out of nature, and the chicken farmers came along and started producing chicken in a farm, I think you would have the same kind of slam against chicken farming.
But market concerns are not the only factor in this debate. Salmon farms have also been targeted by environmentalists and fishermen who fear disease and parasites that escape from the fish farm pens pose a risk to wild salmon stocks. But labeling farmed salmon isn't going to make it go away. Here at Seattle's public market, wild and farmed salmon are displayed side by side in the chipped ice. The farmed salmon is labeled fresh in bold black letters with the words farm-raised in small print below. A bearded man in waders known as the Bear has been selling fish here for 17 years. He says consumers want both.
I was working at a wholesaler when some of the first Atlantic salmon was sold in town. It was a great thing. I mean, it was an opportunity to sell fresh salmon year-round. I mean, I can go through the winter and offer people fresh salmon that is good.
Seafood dealers say most people are willing to pay more for wild salmon when it's available and buy the cheaper farm salmon when it's not. Still, the Bear and others readily admit that if farmed fish was its actual color, gray, it would languish next to its wild counterpart. Attorney Kampmeyer says that's just the point, the consumer's right to know. And although all 3 chains have pledged more specific labeling, the suit will not be dropped.
You know, despite the abrupt policy changes on the part of the grocery stores, it's not yet clear to us whether the way they're labeling brings them into full compliance with federal law.
The suit, which includes claims for damages and civil penalties, was filed in King County Superior Court. It may not go to trial for another year, but in the meantime, at all 3 grocery chains, the rosy red fillets of farmed fish will be clearly marked, color added. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Seattle.